please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide, from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hand with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP John Paz. Of course, joining me, the star of the show, the former WWE and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Excellent, JP. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Can't complain. We're getting to the end of summer here, which stinks. But what do you think about just the current regime in WWE and Triple H? Because every week almost, they were getting 2 million viewers. And when Vince was at the helm, they're looking at 1.6, 1.5, 1.7. So I don't know. Is it Triple H? Is it just they needed new blood? What do you think about it?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's because of Triple H. I mean, if it was one time they went to 2 million and then dropped back, I'd say it was the curiosity factor. But obviously he's doing something right. And sometimes a change really helps the company. You know, it's been in that set. We talked about formulas before and patents, right, John? This has been the long time same patent. So it's good. I'm glad. I want the business to do well. I hate when guys bemoan and love to criticize. Hey, it should be healthy. I'm glad it is.
Were you friendly with Triple H? I know, obviously, you guys crossed paths in WCW.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I mean, I didn't have the little bit that I knew of him. I really liked him. I knew he had potential. And he was very smart from the very beginning.
With him, was it kind of one of those things where he wanted to leave WCW at that point? Or did you guys just release him and let him go thinking that maybe he wasn't going to become a star?
Oh, you broke up, but I know what the question was. I think he wanted to go there more than anything. He's from New England, you know. He wanted to go home, I'm sure, and he got a chance to call to go.
You regret that he left? You know what I mean? Not like saying like he became immediately a big star, but obviously 5 years down the road, he became a big star. Do you kind of regret some of those, like guys like him and Austin and Foley? I mean, losing those guys ended up really hurting you.
Were they going to be huge stars? Yes. Were they going to be huge stars at that moment? It would have been hard to crack back then. You know what I mean? And you can't say, well, this is going to happen. I mean, that's what alternate universes are about in Marvel comic books, right? What could have been? Who knows? I mean, you know, the old statement, if the queen was born with a sack, she'd be the king. Who knows? You know, you can't think that way. And it turned out great for the three guys you mentioned.
With, you know, Triple H in charge right now, it seems like everything is going his way, but recently they made a weird booking decision where they put the tag team titles of the women on two females that they didn't think they'd put it on. Do you think that that's just a blip in the radar that you can just get by that quick, or is it one of those things where you make a mistake booking early on and it's going to catch up to you?
No, I think you learn from your mistakes. You don't learn from your successes. And who said it's a mistake?
I mean, I guess we'll see, I guess.
No, but who said it was a mistake?
Oh, everybody online was jumping on him. Like, why
online,
did...
Online. Yeah. Have they ever thrown 50 touchdown passes like Brady? I criticize him, too. I criticize baseball players that strike out. It's easy to do that when you're sitting on the couch, you know what I mean? And never done that at that level. But...
True.
Can you make a mistake? Yeah. You can make mistakes while you're booking. Just don't make big mistakes. And, hey, sometimes things go through the crack. How many hours of TV does he get? 5 that I know of, right? You're going to think it's going to be perfect? You're going to be the loony bin. You know what I mean? Things go through the cracks. And when he makes a mistake on something big, we can bitch about it. This thing just went by the boards, and how do we know it's a mistake? Maybe those people, the girls that got the belts, may become huge stars, maybe catalyst to them to the front. Who knows?
The one girl for sure, I think, will be a star. Is girl Raquel Rodriguez. I think she's almost like 6 foot tall, but she, I think, could be a star. The other girl, I don't know about. That's why people were kind of complaining, like, what? Because it was unpredictable that they ended up winning the titles too. And I guess the fans didn't see that coming.
Okay. Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas. The fans see that one coming?
No, definitely not.
You pay to see shit upsets, right, sometimes? I mean, these are the same people that are probably knocking him for keeping people down and being too predictable in their bookings. Sometimes you can't make anybody happy, you know? Bob Dylan, sometimes you got to serve somebody. You know the song? You got to serve somebody. Sometimes you have to serve yourself. Maybe Hunter did the right thing. Who knows? We'll see what the... Let's not be so quick to criticize a guy that's been in the background for 20-odd years and he's finally getting the chance to stretch his legs and put his own ideas down. Did this hurt their buy rate? Is this going to hurt their ratings? He didn't beat Roman Reigns with some kid out of the school, right? I mean, no matter what guys do, they get criticized. This guy should have no critique policy on him for 6 months. Anybody that brings the ratings from a 1.6 to over 2 deserves a little vote of confidence.
And to me, it wasn't even like he got some casual fans to watch. I think he got some of the lapsed, bitter fans to watch. You know what I mean? Like, he got a few of those fans back.
I think he's got a lot of them back. I think most of them are the lapsed fans. I don't think it's the fans that... I mean, it's the fans that have been turned off. I don't think it was all of a sudden guys that hadn't watched wrestling in 3 or 4 years or 2 or 3 years come back and say, oh, I'm going to watch it. I think it's the people that were interested in wrestling and were tired of Vince's stuff and said, oh, let's see what Hunter's is going to do. He's done a great job.
Do you think football will hurt the ratings? Because it usually hurts a little bit.
Of course, of course. And they're opening up with, what, the Bills versus the Rams?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a big game.
It is. It's the Bills and the Rams. And then it's New England, I mean, Tampa Bay and America's team, Cowboys. They got a loaded schedule, you know. This will be interesting. If it doesn't hurt that much, congratulations to them.
Yeah, that'll be the true test, because we'll see. We saw where it was when Vince went against Monday Night Football with the ratings. It really tanked. It was terrible.
Right, right.
Do you think wrestling fans are football fans, though?
I think that when it fell, that they actually, during Vince's era, that they backed off, knowing they just projected in their own head, well, we're going to drop off, rather than load the cards up. You know, they backed off. I think Hunter's smart enough to load the cards up.
Now, you said you're going to make a bold prediction?
Yeah, I think he's going to do much better than Vince ever has done. And I'm going to tell you, by the sixth week of football, he'll be back over 2 million. I'm going to say 2-4.
Wow. Pretty bold. Very bold prediction there. What do you think, though, like, as far as the excuses that they put out there, though? I mean, shouldn't you just put out the best show and hopefully people watch? I mean, back in the Monday Night Awards days, it was different. You guys were doing better than football. But I don't know. It definitely feels like excuses are, like, the big thing nowadays for whatever reason.
Well, aren't we a country of excuses right now?
Seems like it.
I mean, both you know, we're a divided country. Both sides make excuses about everything, right? Everybody's pissed off at one another.
I saw, what was it? Roger Daltrey said some marks, remarks 25 years ago where people were protesting at Madison Square Garden last night. I mean, are we going to go back to when we were christened and somebody farted? I mean, how far back are we going to go? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And, I mean, I just don't understand. I do understand. I shouldn't say I don't. The division of the country is because of the social media. Everybody wants to be validated. Everybody wants to put something out there and they get a like back. I mean, we're a strange, strange country that we live in. Because people put out stories out there that are really bizarre and people believe them. We can talk about Dallas a few months ago, right? When JFK Jr. was supposed to appear.
Yes, yes.
Just saying. Just saying.
He never did, by the way. He never did
appear.
Well,
he was supposed to show later on at the Rolling Stones concert. I don't know if he was. I think he was playing the tambourine with Mick. So, I mean, this is, and I'm not knocking them as, you know, you can believe what you want to believe. But we all have these firm beliefs, and we all have there are some statements people make, political statements, that people bash people for saying and don't even know the history of what the original statement was about. It's just that they don't like it.
Yep. Crazy. But yeah, with the excuses, I heard two excuses this year that I don't know if I've ever heard before as far as wrestling excuses. Well, politics I've heard before, but hockey and tennis. Never heard those two used as an excuse for wrestling ratings before. Hockey and tennis? Kind of crazy.
No, I mean, you're probably a hockey fan, are you, JP?
Not really. Not much.
Here's something. I'm from Boston, you know, the original six, the Bruins, right? Yep. I've never played hockey in my life, but my brother played hockey, you know, in structured leagues. So I think that in all the major sports, the less fans there are, but they're probably the most rabid, are hockey fans. I think most of them come from, you know, the Northeast in Canada, and there's a few misplaced people in Florida, you know, the New York and New England people. California, the same thing, like in different parts of L.A. and San Francisco, there are bars for the Red Sox and the Patriots. You know, I'm sure there are Mets and Yankee bars there, too. So I can't believe that hockey and tennis was an excuse.
Yeah, that was kind of new to me, especially tennis. I was like, tennis? Wrestling fans like tennis? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I've been to a lot of conventions, and unless Jimmy Cornette's there, I've never seen anybody come in with a racket.
Right. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know McEnroe is like almost like a wrestler with some of the stuff that he used to say, but I mean, come on. That's tennis.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What a wild excuse. I don't know. I feel like they just throw anything out there as an excuse of why it isn't drawing as well.
Well, if your job is to draw ratings, I can see how you create as many excuses as you can, you know, to deflect. Yeah. You're not maybe doing the job correctly.
Yeah, AEW had, like, you know, okay ratings. I mean, not that great, But you could see at certain points in the show, they hit like 1 million, 1.1, almost 1.2, and then it slides off. So they're hitting on something at some points, but then it kind of falls back down. They need to, I don't know if you guys just do that, analyze minute by minute and almost see like who's working, who's not, and then go from there.
Oh, we did analyze. Mike Graham kept it. I never even knew there was a minute by minute. For a while, there wasn't. But Mike Graham found out when they put the minute by minute in, and he would come and give me the minute by minutes. It was surprising to look at it. Because there was some.
You could literally see like who's drawing and who's not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what would you look like? Hey, Hogan, you know, 5 million or something. And then the next segment, Alex Wright and Disco, 3 million or something. Like that's what basically you guys are looking, the ebbs and flows?
Yeah. And you'd look at, okay, what did they have on at the same time? And, okay, you had an Alex Wright and did you say Disco?
Right. Yep.
Alex Wright and Disco. And all of a sudden, you've taken some viewers away from them. So maybe you better concentrate on Alex and Disco. You know what I mean? Maybe there's something there. That would that happened more than on a more often than you would have thought. Let me say that. That guys that you didn't realize were drawing that kind of rating, stuff was moving. I remember one of them was Hoovy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little rating getter. No wonder he thinks he's the juice and, you know, yeah. He thinks he's the man.
Yeah.
I remember WWF, a shocking one, maybe not so shocking, but Sable, they were saying was a huge minute by minute when she would come on the would jump.
Did you hear she was the second most watched at one time? Her
behind Austin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that shocking or no? Because of obviously how she looks. I mean, the male audience, 18 to 49, loves that.
Yeah, and they also were in a different time and a different era, right? I mean, they were on that line. I don't know if you could do it today.
Right, they had a lot of stuff. I mean, I remember one time she was wearing a potato sack. She took off the potato sack, and she had painted on hands over her breasts and, like, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they got pretty controversial with her. Obviously, you know, that demographic loved it, though, because the ratings jumped through the roof.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's what I'm saying. They were on the line. I don't know if you could do it today. And
so let's say
– what?
I was going to say, like – let's say Austin is on or coming on, or you know she's on first, or you know he's on first. Do you counter-program then, counteract there, or just say, yeah, we know we're going to lose this quarter hour. Let's just focus on the rest of the show.
No, my thought is you're not out there to lose any rounds. You know, this is going to be a 15-round fight. You better throw your best, even if you're going to get your ass kicked in the first round. Go out and throw as many punches as you can.
Another thing, it's a great point. Another thing I wanted to bring up real quick before we get into New Blood Rising was I kept seeing all over online and even from Chris Benoit's son about Chris Benoit should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I just wanted to get your opinion on it. Do you think that just that would never happen, right? I mean, Chris Benoit in the WWE Hall of Fame, that's just – is that crazy or what?
I'm not going to say it's crazy, but – again, it's a corporate entity. How do you explain it to the stockholders?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I think they get some flack over it, don't you? So,
oh, big time.
So, I mean, he was one of the greatest performers of all times. Everybody knows that. Should he get validated maybe later on down the line when they're maybe not as beholden to the stockholders?
You think he deserves to be in?
As a wrestler?
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest of all times.
No doubt. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I saw people online were, you know, not getting on David Benoit's son, but, you know, he's kind of saying, oh, he should be. He's kind of defending him, but they're, you know, they're obviously bringing up what happened. But I think he's just talking about his body of work deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, not him as the person, obviously.
Well, it's kind of hard to separate that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think for the fans, it definitely is, for sure. I can when I watch it, because I still watch his matches. But yeah, I think for a lot of fans.
Yeah, yeah. But I understand where David's coming from. This is that. Is he training to be a wrestler?
I heard he was, but I don't remember who he was training with, but I heard he was training.
Oh, good, good.
I wonder if he'll get a fair slack, or if, because of his last name, he won't get booked anywhere.
I think he'll get booked. I think he'd get booked.
Would you book him?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If he works hard, I mean, you know, in the Bible it says the sins of the father fall upon their son. But come on, we got to understand, you know, that child has been through a lot of trauma. If you could do something good for him, it'd be good, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I also saw a lot of people saying, and I was not shocked by it, but I guess it's an opinion and you can have your own opinion. But a lot of people were saying Eddie Guerrero was a better wrestler than Chris Benoit. To me, no way. Not even close. Not that it wasn't close. I mean, it's very close, but I would say Benoit was better than Eddie, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure about that.
Really? Wow.
Who you got to put everything in, right? You put everything that a wrestler does in, right?
Right.
Who was a better interview by far, Eddie or Benoit?
Eddie. Yeah, I was focusing on in-ring, just in-ring.
You can't do that.
All right.
Because the interview is as important as the in-ring work.
Latino Heat, definitely. Great character, obviously, yeah. Too. Great character.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
what about
what? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
That's not knocking Benoit's work. In-ring work, he was as good as anybody that's ever been in the ring. But his interviews weren't as good as Eddie's.
No, not even close.
Not even close, yeah.
Just in-ring, who do you think was better?
Very close there. Very close. Very close. I think Chris was much more intense. But Eddie was... overall, a smoother worker. Chris was much more intense.
To me, it's like you just name random guys, and it's like, could Eddie have a good match with them? Maybe. Could Benoit have a good match with them? Yes. Like Sid, yourself, Macho Man, just like random guys that Benoit had all these, Ming, just random guys you would think like, oh, let's see if Benoit, and then he has an awesome match with them. So to me, I always kind of put Benoit a little bit above Eddie in ring because he could just have a good match with anybody.
Oh, okay, but you have to have someone to draw the house.
Hmm.
What draws the house?
At that point, the NWO.
No. What I'm saying is, we've had guys that could do great interviews that work was not good. Yep. Huge star.
True.
When Eddie was that Latin Heat, those interviews were the best of on the show. He was must-see TV.
Yeah.
And he was more... than just the hardcore wrestling fans that buy into in-ring work. They wanted to see what he was going to say, how he's coming down in that car, you know. Him and Chavo, him and Classic Chavo, all that.
Yeah, I could see it character-wise. There's no doubt about it. His character was awesome. And those promos were great. Even when he's feuding with Lesnar, he had a great feud with Lesnar. Those promos back and forth were great. I mean, yeah, he was, as far as a character, definitely above Benoit for sure.
But Chris was a great character too. But hey, you couldn't go wrong with either one of them, that's for sure. And they had terrific matches with one another.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. I'll take I'll take Benoit. You could take Eddie, I guess.
No, I think as a worker, I'm talking about all over package. As an intense worker, no one beat Chris. But the interview, I'd have to go with Eddie.
Did you ever wrestle Eddie?
Yeah, when he first started in Florida, I wrestled him a little.
But never in WCW?
No.
Why is that? You should have got in the ring with him there. I mean, you're booking it. You should have wrestled him.
I don't know why. It just never came up. But Eddie was terrific. I mean, they all were. They all were. All those guys at the time were really super.
I remember there was a match, I think it's 89, when Funk is in NWA, WCW, and he has an awesome match with Eddie. I mean, he gave him a ton of offense. He must have loved him.
They actually brought Eddie in to do the job for Terry. He was not in the territory.
Right.
And Terry wanted Eddie to work with Eddie.
Were you shocked that like he gave him that much offense? Because this is like kind of an unknown in 1989.
No, you got to realize Eddie's dad ran El Paso as a territory where the Funks worked. You know, that would be like Terry going to Florida and giving Mike Graham a great match. You know, this is about wrestling history. Nobody knows that Gory Guerrero was the light heavyweight champion in Mexico for years, was the promoter in El Paso, and ran El Paso as a territory one time. And the Funks worked for them. So is he going to give Eddie a good match? Yeah, because he knows Eddie's a fabulous worker. But the history, he knew Eddie since he's been in diapers.
There you go. Definitely out of respect to his dad and to the territory, gave him a good match. Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like you versus Benoit, those matches are unbelievable. It's funny. Eddie at WCW at that point, I know I can't picture him having those matches. I mean, those were just intense times, you know, 1,000 with you guys.
Yeah. And Eddie was more, back then, was more of a high flyer than Chris was. So I would have really adapted my style, and I couldn't do it that well. That high flying stuff
would have been interesting, though. You against him at that point, you and Eddie, and me and WCW would have been interesting. Probably could have got a good match out of you.
Oh, he would have definitely got a good match out of me. He could work with a broomstick or a passable match, anyway.
He would have to carry you a little bit, you mean?
Oh, yeah, not just a little bit, it'd be a load.
So, you're saying Benoit carried you too?
Well, I think I played off of Chris as well as he played off of me, too. Because our styles were very similar at the time.
Let's head towards the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. And go to Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com, and pick up a Kevin Sullivan store. Kevin Sullivan shirt at the store. Kevin, what else you got going on?
Oh, I'm going to be at the Cauliflower Alley Club this next month. And I'll be at Outlaw Wrestling at the end of the month. So I'm all over the place. So thank you, JP.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. See you right back here next week for the Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. See you next week, folks. We'll be right back. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.
Weasel to our left here. I hope he chokes on a kielbasa.
Okay, here we go. This next match on WCW's Monday Nitro is going to be a little preview, a little taste of what we're going to see tomorrow night with Pitbull Scott. Taskmaster to face Chris Benoit of the Four Horsemen here.
They just couldn't wait until tomorrow.
They can't wait to get in the ring.
Now, you're not going to be able to call the action in this one. Just sit back and watch, because this is not going to be a wrestling match.
Chris Benoit, the Taskmaster, wasting no time. The fight is on the floor. And the fight.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to go into the seats. Oh, yeah.
Sullivan pointed, and here they go.
United Staples Center will never be the same. Neither will Chicago.
You see a bit security now trying to clear out the fans here. And these two men have each other by the hair.
Where are they going?
Well, this match was not supposed to have the false count anywhere stipulation, but I guess Kevin Sullivan is not one to heed any referee's rulings anyway.
They are out in the concourse there. They are fighting in the hallway. You know, this was supposed to be a match that took place in the ring.
Only on Nitro are you going to see something like this.
There you see fans.
Beer being spilled.
Uh-oh, they're heading.
And right now, our cameraman fighting to get in with the fans here.
You know where they're going. They're going in the house.
In the house? What house?
I don't mean the White House. The Porcelain Palace.
They're fighting. Oh, my goodness. He's got his head.
Got his fingers stuck in the door.
For crying out loud. From the stalls.
Wow.
Look at Benoit. He looks flushed.
This is the most bitter rivalry, the most bitter feud this sport has ever seen, I feel. And there's been some great ones over the years. Nothing like that.
I think woman's in the bathroom.
Come on, Benoit.
She's in the men's room.
Face first into the glass.
Ow. That's plexiglass. He tore it right off the wall. And he's pounded away.
All right, that's enough.
Doug Dillinger said that's enough. And there goes Doug again.
This matchup never officially started. There was never a bell.
You're right about that.
Can you imagine the guy in stall three reading the paper come out and see this?
And they're going to go outside now. I hope they don't want to go to the ladies' room. Oh.
Does it make a difference, Tony?
Yeah, it will make a big difference.
Not to them, it won't. Certainly leaving a paper trail.
And there is quite a crowd.
What a fight. What a fight.
Our cameraman literally trying to fight his way out of there.
Good luck.
This is incredible. And as it happens, we have never witnessed anything like this.
And they think Rodman's nuts.
Woman has her shoe off.
And she's pounding on people with the heel of that shoe. Here they come. Our camera's in the arena now. Have picked them up.
Where's Benoit?
Where's Benoit?
I have no idea.
Benoit is down on the steps.
Oh, my goodness.
He's thrown him down the whole flight of steps on his back.
This is serious. We're going to have some serious injuries here.
This is personal, Mike. This is personal, yeah, Sullivan.
This is not a wrestling match. Our fans are going to be watching the Superstation tomorrow night, a little taste of what's going to happen.
If this is a preview, how wild is it going to be tomorrow night on TBS?
It's going to be incredible.
They'll fight all the way from Milwaukee up to Green Bay and back.
You know, I noticed it. Oh, he's got a cup of brew.
This one's for you.
Whoa.
Last call.
I've never witnessed anything like this in my life.
And no beer nuts.
You know, a fan got into that one, too.
It's Chicago.
As Kevin was down on his knees and he was being pounded by Benoit, you see how he was looking at Nancy? I kept looking over to her.
Don't invite these two over for dinner. They'll ruin your home.
Wait, Randy Anderson ringing the bell. Oh, the match has started. Now it starts.
Finally.
What else can they do?
What will the end be like if this is the start?
Benoit picks up Sullivan. You know,
Sullivan's never been up there.
I don't think so either. I'm really concerned. Someone is going to get seriously hurt. And I know, you know, the object of matches is to win.
See, but Tony, this isn't a match.
No,
this is personal.
Not in Kevin Sullivan's mind, the object isn't to win. The object is to gain revenge.
Yeah, he holds a lot inside, and he's just a very, very troubled man, and he's a very dangerous man. And so is Benoit.
Head first, top turnbuckle now. And after you've had your head shoved into the stall in the bathroom, what's a turnbuckle going to do to it?
Be refreshing relief.
Incredibly, Benoit bounces back up. What a
phenomenal athlete.
It just shows you how tough these two are.
Oh, they're
I mean, they were on the floor, Tony. They were in the hall. They were in the restroom. They were in stalls. They were through. He threw Benoit down a whole flight of stairs, and they're still in the ring fighting.
Oh!
That's that trick knee of his.
Boy, you're not kidding. Kind of like a back kick of a mule. Atomic drop. Oh, boy.
Oh, their heads collided.
The back of the head of Benoit, the forehead of the Taskmaster, collided, and now woman screeching up on top. Her dress.
Jimmy Hart just gave Sullivan the ring bell.
The ring bell.
Benoit up on top.
He is going to ring his bell.
Oh!
That's what he did.
Diving headbutt into the bell.
And Taskmaster, Jimmy Hart's going to try to help him up. Taskmaster's going to win this. One, two, three. No question about that.
Benoit's out. Out colder than a mackerel.
And the Taskmaster wins. There's the bell. And this match is over.
Yes! Who's the man there?
Who's Maybe the match is over. Maybe Who's the match the is over right now. But this thing is not over.
Sullivan, you can see the top of his head injured. It nicks and cuts and bruises. And tomorrow night, when pinfalls will be able to count anywhere, they'll be able to pin each other in the restroom if they want to, or out in the snow. And there is a man who is out, and I'm just wondering what condition he's going to be in tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the next chapter in what has evolved into a personal issue. It's not even a brutal rivalry at this point between the two.
No, this is dangerous.
This is that's right, and that's what
very, very dangerous.
That's what happens with. I don't know. I think back to the Horseman's problems. There's just a lot of problems centering on women here in WCW.
There's always a lot of problems settling on women.
You speak for yourself, fella. As Benoit can barely even get to his feet here on WCW Monday Nitro. This has been a wild program. We need to. Here's. Oh. This is earlier in the restroom, Bobby Heenan.
Now get a shot of this. Benoit pulls off that plexiglass partition and just parts the hair of Sullivan and just keeps pounding them. They are now in the men's room.
Look how, watch how he looks at, see how he's looking at woman? Woman right to his left.
Doug Dillinger steps in trying to maintain some order. The restroom is full of people trying to stay out of the way and trying to stop this. Benoit just throwing punches, Sullivan throwing punches. Jimmy Hart in the background, they're cheering him on. Who knows what's going to happen here at Nitro in Chicago. Don't go away.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two or, you know, what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This is just an amazing game. It's so much fun. It is so relaxing. It's so cool. If you go to the App Store and you look, it has over 112,000 reviews. It's almost a five-star review game. It's just everybody loves this game. It's you know, a little addicting at times, which you got to love because you got to be so focused and get in the game. But winning duels or getting top positions in championships will also reward you with packs of lore cards. Collect them in a collectible card games and upgrade to catch bigger fish. Whether you're a seasoned angler or multiplayer simulation games fan, Fishing Clash is a great casual time killer. There's no doubt about that. So relax. Catch more fish or win matches in exciting multiplayer duel mode. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. The highlight of the emotional part of fishing. It's very relaxing. It's very cool. So relax, catch more fish, win matches, and you could be in the very exciting multiplayer duel mode. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20.
$8. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.